In the news, court documents state the suspect in the Gorge campground shooting last weekend, which left two people dead and four people injured, including the suspect, told deputies he was under the influence of mushrooms and was hallucinating when he started shooting. 26-year-old James Kelly appeared in Grant County Superior Court, and the judge found probable cause to detain him without bail. Kelly is facing two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of first-degree assault, and one count of first-degree assault domestic violence. One of the surviving victims shot was Kelly's girlfriend, whom Kelly fired at after she called 911. Locally, it's a big weekend in Spokane. Hoopfest hits the streets of downtown Spokane tomorrow and Sunday. Executive director and hometown boy Riley Stockton remembers his days playing Hoopfest and what it takes to put on a good tourney.
It was always my favorite weekend of the year. And so I remember how special it was when I woke up Saturday morning at Hoopfest. And so there's a little bit of pressure to put on the same quality of event. Really leave it on our staff to make sure everything's set up, everybody's happy, and that we're able to have a successful tournament. It's really the volunteers that make sure Hoopfest can happen and those kids leave with a smile. So, you know, we can do a lot, but we couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Hoopfest is the largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the world, and it's expected to bring $47 million in commerce to the Spokane area. And across the border in Idaho, thousands will be participating at the Ironman 140.6 Triathlon in Coeur d'Alene on Sunday. This is the 20th anniversary of Ironman in Coeur d'Alene. Participants will swim 2.4 miles in Lake Coeur d'Alene, ride 112 miles through challenging Idaho terrain, and then finish the third leg with a grueling 26.2 miles through the city, with the finish line in downtown Coeur d'Alene. And the Idaho Supreme Court unanimously affirmed a lower court decision on a 4-year lawsuit challenging a ban at firearms at the festival at Sandpoint. The ruling upheld a First District Court ruling that the festival at Sandpoint has the right to set rules for those entering Memorial Field for the concerts. That's K102 Country News. I'm Jeff McLean.